Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora. Or as always, you can head on over to the website AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the articles and podcasts, and please share those on social media. Tonight, we will be joined by cartoonist Ben Garrison. When I think of modern day political cartoons, I think of Ben Garrison and his hilarious work. Political cartoons are supposed to be over the top and funny, and Ben accomplishes that for sure. Really looking forward to talking to him tonight. But you know, Rob, recently we had 19 Republicans join forces for a bloated 2,700-page infrastructure bill with a list of pork. Rhinos like Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, and Grassley supported this. Of course, the usual company like Romney and Collins did as well. When Trump was president, Mitch and all these other rhinos acted like they couldn't spend a dime. Now he is joining forces with the Democrats to sign off on these bloated, pork-filled bills. What are your thoughts, Rob?
Well, I want to say hello to everyone out there that's listening to us tonight. I'm glad to be on, and I'm also glad that we have Ben Garrison on with us. You're asking me, what do I think about the infrastructure bill? Well, I can't wait to see what Ben thinks about it in his cartoons. Hopefully, he will put together some cartoon about it. Just looking at Ben's work, and man, it's impressive. He got his start, and he'll correct me if I'm wrong, I think back in 2009, when we had the huge banks being bailed out, he got so upset, apparently, that he decided to do a cartoon to depict his frustration about the bailout. And from there, things just started to churn and people started paying attention to him. And he has amassed a huge following on social media. I know that there was one guy, Milo Yiannopoulos, who had come out and said that Ben is the most trolled cartoonist that's out there. Now, that's been some time ago. So I'm sure he'll tell us as to whether or not he's being trolled. So I hope that he does a cartoon about the infrastructure or just what's happening in society as a whole. Because, man, I tell you, Andrew, the America we had in January, the America we had in 2020 is so completely different now. I don't know what's happening. It's as if though I'm Rip Van Winkle and I woke up to this new world, things that they're pushing. I don't get it. And one of the things I don't get is that I found out the other day that Robin from the Batman series, who happens to be a teenager, just decided to come out of the closet and say, oh, by the way, I'm bisexual. What? Robin isn't bisexual. If you want a bisexual character or comic book character, create your own. Not that I want Ben to do it, but you people that are out there, create your own. I mean, why do you got to go and attack Robin? And then there's so many other cartoon characters that they're mixing it up and trying to change the sexuality. Look at Cinderella, the fairy godmother. She's now being played by Billy Porter in an episode that's going to air soon. Look at Sesame Street. They got some guy, some Muppet that's coming out. He's supposed to be a boy, but he has an address. What are they trying to tell us? I just don't get it. I feel like Rip Van Winkle, and I just woke up in the Twilight Zone, or I'm having a really bad nightmare with all the infrastructure and all the sexes, the he's and the she's. Whoever knew that pronouns would become so political? Pronouns, things that we're supposed to learn in school, they're now saying, oh, get away with it. We don't need pronouns anymore. This is crazy. So maybe I've been asleep all this time. I doubt it, but gosh, man, this is scary, Andrew. It's really scary. So let's bring Ben on and let's let him talk about what he's doing with this artwork. And again, I'm not saying that Ben should do a cartoon character, you know, that has all these different sexualities and 48 genders. And we'll hear what Ben has to say. Ben, welcome to the show. How's it going?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me on. Greetings from Montana.
Montana. So what's happening in Montana these days?
It was pretty smoky for a while, but it's we've had some rain here, so it's back to normal. We usually have really great summers out here. So
Ben, tell me about your work. Now, I had mentioned at the top when we came on that you've been a cartoonist for quite some time, a graphic designer. But then in 2009, you were so fed up seeing the banks being bailed out that you did a cartoon, and apparently it went viral. Talk to us about that.
I started drawing. Has it been 12 years almost? Yes. Well, I drew my first cartoon. It was an anti-Federal Reserve cartoon in 2009, and I published it on my humble blog, and maybe I had a dozen followers. and I sent it to friends and family. And that's, I just wanted to protest. I didn't expect it to end up blossoming into what it has. I just wanted to, I was angry. And so I wanted to vent my anger. So I noticed that there were no cartoonists drawing anti-Federal Reserve cartoons. Why? It seems to me that's a pretty critical part of a pretty critical mover of our economy. And now they've taken it over pretty much. But I couldn't remember seeing anybody doing such cartoons. So I started drawing them, and then I found out, because if you push against the Federal Reserve and the central banks, the fact that the Federal Reserve is not Federal or Reserve, it's owned by private central globalist bankers. And if your work is effective, then you're going to get some pushback. And boy, did they push back. My first cartoon my first viral cartoon was in 2010, where I drew these two big legs that are connected to a pyramid. And above the clouds, you could see what the pyramid is operating things from behind the scene, unseen. But the feet are trampling on voters. And one leg is the Republicans, the other leg is the Democrats. And they're walking through the mud and people are getting kicked. And they say, well, I'm going to vote for the Democrats next time. And, oh, I'm going to vote for Republicans next time. But nothing really changes. And you could see that's where we're back to now. We're back to having essentially a uniparty, where the Congress is voting for such a bloated craziness as this so-called infrastructure bill, which a very small part of it is for infrastructure. A great percentage of it is going toward pork and insanity.
When you're looking at this, how would the idea come to mind as to how you would portray that? Let's say if you were going to put something out tomorrow, you're like, I'm mad about this. This is insane. Because what you said, you got both parties that are doing this to us. A lot of people are thinking, oh, well, the Republicans, they have ideas. No, you had like 20, I think, Republicans that jumped on board with this crazy infrastructure deal. If you wanted to express that, is there a thought process? Do you go through some motion, or do you start with a scribble and then it morphs into the feeling into a cartoon?
When I draw a cartoon, most of the times I do a lot of reading, and then I shovel up the facts into my brain and I make a request to my subconscious, my right brain. I say, hey, see if you could do something with this. Now, for too long, I was used to having my left brain with a whip cracking, you must do something now. And then the right brain would rebel and say, well, you know, go jump in a lake. I'm not going to do it. Well, now I don't force anything, or usually I don't. And I just, you know, if the idea comes, it comes. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But usually it happens if I do this and I go on a walk, all of a sudden I get this bolt out of the blue. Oh, yeah, that's what I should do. And so I just make a humble suggestion to myself, subconscious, and many times it comes through and say, this is what you should do. Okay. And then it's easy. But I start out just to make sure that these ideas work. I do have a process where I call it a chicken scratch, and I will sketch something out in about 10 or 15 seconds just to see if the idea is tenable. And oftentimes it is. And oftentimes the rough sketch is better than what I could do. Okay, now I could do better than that. I'm going to do something more. And then I go back. Well, the rough sketch has that freshness and it captured it. I'm just going to use that as the basis. So a lot of my cartoons spring right out of this rough gesture drawing that I start out with. But the end result is ink on paper, because even though I'm a commercial artist and I'm good with Photoshop and Adobe Illustrator and all, you know, InDesign, all that stuff, I prefer going back to the old-fashioned method of ink on illustration board. And that's how I do them. And of course, then I scan them in and add color in Photoshop. But I like the hand-drawn approach, because it's just something people often ask me, well, isn't it easier to draw on a computer? Yeah, but it's just more organic or something to just draw it the way I used to many, many years ago. So that's what I stick with. I have an old fashioned style. My cartoons are old fashioned Americana in that I do put a lot of labels on them. I like looking at really old cartoons from the golden age of newspapers, and they're chock full of labels and detail. And they're just very rich with a lot of metaphors and,
yeah, I'm looking at your page right now, some of the cartoons. I like the one with, you have CNN, you can't go to the supermarket if you don't get vaccine. And then there's a response, if you want to eat, give up freedom, starve resistors to death. And that's pretty much what they're telling us, so it seems, right now. And I say so it seems, But they're serious about this. If you don't take their vaccine, oh, screw you. We don't want you out in public. You can starve. And then there's another one that you did. How did you manage to survive without vaccines? And then you have the story back to prehistoric times.
Yeah, that's my wife drew that. Tina did.
Oh, so really?
I'm working on a big commercial job right now, and so I need help. And Tina's, this is probably the only time in world history that you're seeing two cartoonists. We're a married couple, and my wife Tina is also conservative, and she draws editorial cartoons. So we've got a really good setup here because we could bounce ideas off of each other, such as that one. And Tina, I don't have time to draw it, and she drew it. So that's great. This is how I used to make my living. I haven't had one in years because my name has been, I became sort of infamous, I guess, and a lot of corporations don't want anything to do with me, but I happened to get this big job, and I've been working on it for the past couple of weeks, and so I haven't had a chance to do cartoons as much as I'd like, but I will. I'll get back to it, and I'll start getting back to drawing the really complex things that I enjoy doing. This is, as far as I know, I don't think there's been another couple, especially conservative cartoonists. Those are rare enough, but a couple who does a team.
Working together,
yeah.
Right, and you just said something. You said conservative, because I was looking at the website, and it had you, they say that you identified as being a libertarian. Do you still see yourself?
I'm libertarian, and Tina's more of a conservative Republican.
Okay. How do you see the difference between the conservative and libertarian?
Well, I see the conservatives still tend to want more government, and I want much less government. So I want less laws, less government, less taxes, everything. I wouldn't, some people would characterize it as a minarchy, but I just want the government to go back to the way it was. They're supposed to protect our borders, and they're supposed to protect our liberties. Instead, they're doing the opposite. We got open borders, and they're taking away our liberties. If I'm a Republican, I would say I'm a Ron Paul Republican, because Ron Paul is more of a libertarian. And he's also one of the reasons I started drawing the cartoons, because he really woke me up too. I finally had a candidate that I really tried to support. I went to the caucus in my state, and I did my best to support the man. But of course, I saw that the Republican system was just as rigged as the Democrats. They made sure that their man, it was going to be McCain. It's not going to be Ron Paul. They cheated. They did everything to make sure that Ron Paul didn't have a chance. So it's just as bad as in the Republican Party with the neocons who control it as it is in the Democrats. And at the end, they're all on the same page. They all want the same thing. And what's that? Globalist totalitarianism. That's their end goal. That's why they passed this bloated bill. They know it's destructive, but they want to destroy. Why is the Federal Reserve keep pumping up money into the stock market? They know it's the biggest bubble in history. So why do they keep pumping it up? Because they want to destroy. And then when it gets destroyed, then we have the Great Reset. We have a new system of money, probably digital money with a social credit system. And all of a sudden, people are going to wake up and find that there is really no America anymore. There's this globalist, feudalist system, and we're all slaves. And that's what I want to fight against.
And you're so right. And people need to wake up. I mean, they keep pumping money into the Federal Reserve. When it's all said and done, we'll have this new monetary system, which is what they're trying to push at right now with the Bitcoins and globalism and all this. But people don't see it. They're thinking, oh, this is nothing. We can keep moving along. But when you look at the Republican Party, and we've had so many guests to come on here and say the exact same thing, that a lot of them, they care nothing about conservatism or what we're about. They want to stay in the minority. They want to stay the victims so that they can fundraise off of it and then get back into office and do the same thing over and over again. They keep repeating the cycle. That is the reason why many of them did not want Trump to win in 2016. They didn't want him to win in 2020. A lot of them secretly were saying, hooray, hooray, Mitch McConnell,
right,
Lindsey Graham. A lot of them, they're saying, no, oh, let him come back. But secretly, they're hoping that the Democrats are successful, along with them and big tech and the media, in keeping Trump from running again, because they don't want that. He just blew the entire system up, and he exposed it. And now we see what it's about. We see the double standards. We see what they're doing. I see it even more so just looking at your artwork and some of the things that you were. It's hilarious, but it's true. All of this is true, and people need to wake up.
it's so bad that a lot of people, when they start to wake up and they see it, and it's so bad, they say, I just let make it go away. Because the more I looked into it, I couldn't believe how bad it was. And now you look into it and you see how these decades of embedded bureaucracy under the Bush crime family, the Clinton crime family, and now we had the Obama crime. Well, we see what's the result of this is. The courts are politicized. We especially see the security agencies are all politicized. The FBI actively goes out there and tries to set up conservatives. Same thing with the CIA, of course, and the NSA. You know, the NSA spying on Fox News guy, also
Tucker Carlson.
Tucker Carlson. I had a senior moment for a second, but it's the education system as sure has been politicized. Everything is politicized.
Absolutely.
And we're on this slippery slope now toward Marxism. And, you know, they want this communist system set in place. Why is that? Wouldn't they make more money if people were more productive? They've already got all the money in the world. What they really want, their end game, is a genocide. There's too many people on their planet. They own it. They want us off of it. That's what it boils down to. I say that, and a lot of people laugh in my face, but the more years that go by, it becoming more and more obvious what they're doing. And now we see what the way they're going to do it. They're going to do it through medical tyranny, this manufactured psychosis where people are hypnotized into getting these vaccines, and it's never going to stop. It's going to be, once they get the passport, well, you didn't get the latest stamp. You have to get this vaccine and then that vaccine. And then like Jim Jones, eventually they're going to slip in the Mickey, and then there's going to be a mass die-off, which they'll blame on the virus rather than the vaccination.
Ben, you are so right. Not too long ago, Bill Gates gave a speech at TEDx talking about overpopulation and how we can control it. Bill Gates right now is the largest owner of farms. Eventually, Bill Gates will say, let's stop producing meat, no more meat, let's eat from the land, fruits and vegetables, that he himself will have his farms to grow. And who knows what they will put inside of the things that they're growing. They laugh at this and say, oh, this no, you guys are wrong.
Even conservatives do. I gave an interview with a conservative writer. He's a nice guy, but I could tell he thought I was totally nutty because I was attacking Bill Gates. Bill Gates is somebody to be revered. Oh, look, he's spending billions to help humanity. Do you really think these people want to help you? Do you really think government cares about you that much that they want to give you $1,000 so you get this shot? They're desperate for everybody to get on board. And then they'll use peer pressure, which they're doing already. Make sure once they reach a certain threshold, Biden wanted that threshold. They knew once they reached it, then everybody will insist on getting it. And then once everybody has signed up to the program, voluntarily, mind you, to the satanic program, then that's when they're not going to get out anymore. Some people are waking up and they're seeing that the bars are already in place. They just happen to be seeing them now. But this thing with Bill Gates, this guy, do you think he really likes people? Does this person really strike you as somebody who cares about another human being? No, he's getting rich. So he wants you to pay for your own demise. He wants you to eat his Monsanto. He was a big investor in Monsanto. And he wants you to pay for the GMO foods. And he wants you to pay for all the stocks, the big stake he has in big pharma. He wants, you know, them to rake in billions. He rakes in billions more as humanity ends up destroying itself. And so people say, well, don't they need somebody to, they need people around. They'll need about 500 million to sweep the floors and push the buttons, but they don't, the rest of us can die as far as they're concerned.
Exactly.
And it's not just Bill Gates. He's tied in with the Rockefellers and that family and they all have their foundations and they're all spending their money to achieve this end. And that is the culling of the herd. And that's what they're up to with this.
People will look at this and say that it's a big conspiracy theory. Even big tech, when you even talk about it, they will censor you. They will. I'm thinking, why would they find me and censor me when you have all these other lies that are out there, put out there by our politicians, and they will do absolutely nothing to them? I got kicked off Twitter. Me. Like, who am I? I'm just a little pea in the pot. But they kicked me.
I thought that too. I'm small potatoes here. Right. But of course, I did have 300,000 followers when they kicked me off of Twitter.
I had 75,000. You're off Twitter?
Well, Tina got my wife. Tina got us back on in her different handle. I'm surprised we're still on there. But we our main thing got kicked off last year. Right. We got kicked off with at the time we had 300,000 followers. 1,000 now, but they're probably just waiting for us to get ripe and then they'll pluck us off.
Oh again. Yeah. Now think about it. You 300,000 followers, but they were afraid of your message. There are so many others.
Look at Rand Paul, and they kick off the president.
They're letting the radicals stay on, but they're kicking off the level-headed thinkers, the people that are thinking outside the box, the people that see them for who they are. They will silence you and they will kick you off. Just the other day, Rand Paul got kicked off or was shut down on YouTube. Whereas you have the Ayatollah Khomeini, who's still there. You have Farrakhan, who's still there, spouting hate. But you're going to kick him off. Like I said, me, just 75,000 followers. Who am I? I'm just a little pea. But for some reason, my message was resonating. Your cartoons were resonating. And they got afraid. They don't like it. Because when they see that people are listening, they want to get rid of you. Compared to all of the other liberals, I look at Fox News, and I question Fox News at times. Little bitty Fox News. Before they became semi-woke, people were complaining about Fox News. Get them off. But you have MSNBC, you have CNN, and you have all the other networks that are out there preaching propaganda. They're accolades to Barack Obama, the Democratic Party, the CDC is the community for Democratic Commission. You have all these other people out there, but they want to remove Fox. Now they want to remove us and our simple voices.
This is nothing new. This goes back in history. Look what the Bolsheviks did. The Bolsheviks weren't interested in debate. The Bolsheviks were interested in power and crushing their enemies. That's what they did. That's what they're doing now. They don't care if it about our Constitution and our liberties and our freedom of speech. They're out to just to silence us. And they're setting up gulags now. They got one in D.C. where they threw in all those Trump supporters who happened to go into the Capitol saying that these people were insurrectionists when they were unarmed, and most the vast majority were peaceful. No matter. Nancy Pelosi's got them in her gulag where they just languish in the isolation without access to lawyers or anything like that. That's come to America. That's the Bolsheviks do.
Right.
This is the Marxism is illogical. People cannot be made equal. So it always ends up being force. And they're using this now. We're seeing the force side come out. And we're seeing the totalitarian side, where you're not allowed to have an opinion or speak back. You're just supposed to obey. And unfortunately, way too many Americans, I was extremely disappointed with this, how they reacted to this lockdown and putting on the mask, and they were just compliant sheep. But it should be no surprise, considering how the schools have trained them to obey. It's not about learning in schools. It's about drilling in obeisance. And boy, did they obey. It's in the media. It's in the movies. It's everywhere.
I'll
give you an example. Everybody has seen Die Hard. Remember that movie? There's a scene in Die Hard where the FBI shows up. The FBI's here. And the sergeant says, yeah, you want a breath mint? And the chief of police is all of a sudden, he's getting all craven and genuflecty about around these FBI agents who take over. And then the FBI agents is threatening this guy. He says, you cut the grid or you lose your job. It's the FBI is not even in the Constitution. This FBI is so corrupt. And yet people hear the federal government. It is a magic. Oh, federal government. I must do whatever they say. Federal government. It's a magic word. That's people. When you hear federal government, you should get angry and say corruption. But instead I got to do whatever I'm told now. It's the federal government. It's God. That's the way. That's how Americans think now. They think that if it's federal government, they're just going to have to go ahead and do as they're told. And if they're told to wear two masks, well, by golly, I'm going to have to wear two masks. And if I'm told to get a half a dozen vaccines, I'm going to do it, even if it means their own demise.
And you're so spot on. And that I have come to the conclusion, when I hear federal government, I don't trust our government, especially under Biden. And when people say it can't happen, I point out to them, remember 2020, who would have ever thought that we would have just like stopped working, shut down everything, and stay inside. People laughed at Trump when he said, I don't want to shut it down, because if we shut down everything, it will be difficult to open up. What did the media say? Oh, no one wants. We gotta help people. We want people to live. The moment he shut it down, they put their evil little plan in work as to how they were going to vote, how they were going to cheat, how they were going to keep things shut down, how they were going to keep the economy shut down, and how they were going to start doling out money to people so that people would become dependent upon the government. And they said that it would never happen. Look at what has happened within that short period of time. And as I said, when we opened up, I feel as if though I am Rip Van Winkle, and I woke up to this whole new different world of people depending on the government to do everything for them. People giving up their basic rights, being told you need to wear a mask. Oh, I'll wear 3 masks. You need to take the vaccine. Oh, I'm going to take the vaccine. People whom we thought were level-headed people are looking at other people and calling them out and saying, you're going to kill me. You're going to kill someone. Look at these teachers' unions. A teacher in Loudoun County, I think it was, came out and said that the school had told them, anyone that does not agree with what we're saying, tell us about them, and we're going to go after them. What is that reminiscent of? Nazi Germany. We have people turning on people, and these are smart people, and they're doing it as if, I've got to do this because I've got to save you. I'm like, are you, listen to yourself. Listen to what you're saying. This is what Hitler did. Don't you guys realize it? Ben, it's scary out there.
They always do that. They always use fear to accomplish their goal. And now they're using the cold and flu against us. And the cold and flu is always mutating. So there's always going to be plenty more of variants to come out. But they're setting it up. It's almost we're reaching this crazy, I wouldn't say puritanism, but it's a mass psychosis. It's almost like they believe in witches again, and the so-called anti-vaxxers are being demonized as somebody who need to be put down, and people and rational, supposedly reasonable and intelligent people
are falling
along with this delusion. it's a delusion that keeps getting reinforced, and when you're in a deluded state, that means you're not aligned with reality. That's mental illness. And so what we're seeing is a mass mental illness.
And it's propagated by the liberal media, which is what happens in all these situations throughout history. The radical leaders use the media to do their bidding, to give them cover. And once they were done with them, they got rid of the media, and then they were in complete control. So I look at all these people that are running around with their hairs on fire, pointing out individuals that have a different thought process, people who have reasoning, and they're saying, you got to be careful, this is not right. They're freaking out, and they're saying, no, I'm going to squeal on you. It will eventually get to that. You will see Biden's administration saying, squeal on your neighbors. Let us know who's not listening to what we're saying. Already, if you go on social media and say anything to the contrary, they shut you down. Mm-hmm. Look at what they're doing with the insurrection. There was no insurrection. No one has been arrested for insurrection. But yet and still, the left media keeps saying the insurrection of January 6th, the insurrection. No, the insurrection took place during the spring and summer of 2020. And for 4 years, we had to sit there and listen to them say that Donald Trump colluded with the Russians. And he did not collude with the Russians. Where did that lie go? And they talked about it nonstop.
And there's no consequences for them ever.
None whatsoever.
No consequences for Hunter Biden's laptop. Hunter Biden can illegally obtain a firearm, whereas you'd be thrown in jail for what he did. Hunter Biden can take a $1 billion bribe from China. And China was involved in the election fraud, and especially when it comes to the voting machines. And we got to throw out all these voting machines if we're going to have a chance, because the Democrats wanted to keep that going. They were successful, and now the criminals that they are, they want to make sure that they can ramp up their criminality, and they don't want you to be able to even talk about it. Oh, you're a conspiracy nut. Bill Maher said this was conducted under the most precise and pristine conditions. No, it wasn't, Bill Maher. Open your eyes and look at the evidence. It's overwhelming, but they won't do it. They have a talking point that the election was conducted, so precisely, and there was absolutely no corruption at all. That's just a Trump conspiracy theory, and all his cult members are just angry because he lost in a legitimate. No, this is what you have to deal with. You have to deal with these people who the lies are so legion and huge. CNN is nothing. They conveyed nothing but this gigantic tissue of whoppers. And it's almost as if the gaslighting has gotten the best of most Americans. And now they just say, make it go away. I'll do whatever you say. That's when it's over, because they're then zombies to that. And they don't question it. They just, okay, I'm told this, I'm going to do that.
We see that going on all over society. Thank you, Ben Garrison, for joining us. You can check out his website, grrrgraphics.com, G-R-R-R graphics.com, G-R-R-R graphics.com. Be sure to go to his website and check out all the hilarious cartoons. And you are tuned in to After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. We'll be back with Hot Topics with Sean G.
Because of COVID-19, the average American worries about their immune health 4 times a day. That's 112 times per year. To minimize the worries, leading nutritional supplement company, Healthy Cell, created Immune Super Boost, an immune supplement that contains 15 full doses of science-backed nutrients like vitamin C, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea, all in a one-a-day pill-free gel pack. It tastes great, is convenient on the go, and it's more natural too, without chemical binders, fillers, and coatings. Supporting a strong and resilient immune system can be simple. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of Immune Super Boost. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
AmericaOutLoud.com. Simply put, we're patriots who believe in Ronald Reagan's vision of a shining city on a hill. From sea to shining sea, you can listen in on iHeartRadio. Our free apps are on Apple, Android, or Alexa, or our world-class media player. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
We're back after dark with Rob and Andrew. Glad you guys could join us tonight. And, you know, by the way, tonight we have on two cartoonists, two guests. Ben Garrison, who was on with us the first half, and joining us on the second half is Sean G. We are ready to rock and roll with some hot topics. First thing I want to talk about is something that I mentioned at the top of the hour, the last hour. How the heck did Robin from Batman and Robin come out as bisexual? Now, I did a little teaser during the first half, but I am still wondering what the heck happened. What didn't Robin know all these years that he's only now finding out? Or could it be that Robin decided to go woke on us? Or could it be that all the pressure from the superhero saying, no, not me, you do it. Well, let's get the new kid to do it. Robin, oh, I'm the oldest kid here. Why do I got to come out as bisexual? And then someone decided, well, if you want to stay popular, if you want to be with the it group, you better be gay or bisexual. So Robin acquiesced and decided to come out as being gay. I don't get it. I loved Batman and Robin. If you want a gay superhero, create your own. And as I said in the last hour, or 30 minutes, I'm not saying that Ben should create a gay superhero. But I am saying, in my opinion, there is an agenda. I don't care what you say. There is an agenda to indoctrinate our kids with this whole wokeness. For the record, I have nothing against our gay brothers and sisters. They're here. They will be here. But they make up 1% of the population. So why is it that we've got to go through and make everyone gay? Everyone has to be a lesbian. And if you notice, they're only pushing this on men. They want to push it on men. And not only that, as I mentioned in one of our other shows, they're definitely trying to push it in the Black community because they feel that Black men are too masculine, especially hip-hop rappers. Look at DaBaby. Look at what's going on with DaBaby. This has got to stop. We've got to wake up. And by saying this, by no means does this make any of us homophobic. It just makes us aware as to what they're trying to do to us in our society. And someone has to stop and stand up and say, we're not taking this. We don't want this stuff taught in our schools. If you want that, you do that. Look at Loudoun County. They're trying to push same-sex bathrooms. At the age of 7, you might say that you're a plant. You might say that you're a dog. Does that mean I'm going to give you dog food? Absolutely not. So why are they pushing this on their kids? Why are they allowing little boys and little girls to dress up like the opposite sex? And then if you make a mistake and say, can he come here? No, he is a she, and I'm going to sue you. As I said, I feel as if though I am Rip Van Winkle. Andrew, what do you say?
Yeah, right here I'm reading from NBC News. Long considered by readers to be the not-so-straight sidekick to Batman, Robin has a moment of self-acceptance. He then agrees to go on a date with a very nice boy he just fought the bad guys with in a new issue of the Robin comic book from DC. It's unbelievable what we're seeing in today's society. We've seen Robin around since the 1960s. I've never really put too much thought into whether or not he was gay, but I'm looking forward to hearing what our two cartoonists have to say about this. Ben, what are your thoughts on DC making Robin bisexual?
It's really nothing new, and it's been going on for a long time now. I remember, gosh, I haven't been to the movies in many, many years, but I was a fan of the old Star Trek, so I went out and saw some of these Star Trek movies, and I saw one of the latest ones. Oh, maybe 10 years ago now, I don't remember. But I go, what? Sulu is gay? Sulu's got off the ship and he's holding hands with his lover and they're walking off. Sulu's not gay. You know, George Takei might be gay, but not Sulu. And even George Takei himself, who came out decades ago as being gay, Sulu was not gay. I played him as a straight. He's a straight man. I'm an actor. I was playing a straight man. Why are you making him gay just because I'm gay? It's insanity. Why are they doing this? They're going to have George Custer is gay, right? And he's up there making his last stand. And, you know, come on. This is where it's going. It's a rewriting history. Now, of course, comic books aren't history. And these actors and characters aren't. But they're part of our culture. And that's where it goes. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to destroy the culture.
Yeah, it's a culture that they want to destroy.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. And unfortunately, it's kind of a universal asset and it's cutting through everything. And they really especially wanted to get the military now. So now you're going to have military, you're supposed to be these macho fighting men, but they can't decide which bra to wear before they go out to battle.
Or which nail polish to use. It makes no sense. It's crazy. Sean, what do you say?
Yeah, well, first, thanks for having me on, guys. You know, I'll first start off by saying, yeah, there's been rumors about Robin for years, ever since the early days.
Wait. There were rumors? I never heard about the rumors.
Well, let's just say that, like, to many, this is not the most surprising development in the history of cartoon comic book heroes, anyway, you know? It's kind of like how there's, over time, there's been characters that have been rumored about, like, for example, Smithers from The Simpsons. They always had rumors about that dude. And, of course, Bert and Ernie is a famous example, anyway.
There's always
rumors about those two puppets. I mean, hey, they're best friends, but, you know, how close friends are they really, right? You know, there's gossip about many of these cartoon or puppet superheroes that we grew up with. And if I look at Hollywood now in comic book movies, it take any hero that you love for whatever reason, and they are going to change the gender, they're going to change the race, they're going to change the sexuality, and bonus points if you can do all three within the same character. The net result of this is that great, iconic characters and franchises have been run into the ground as a result of that. Case in point, we had an all-female cast of Ghostbusters recently. If you remember the old movie.
And the movie tanked.
Yeah. And if you remember, you know, the old Charlie's Angels movie, right? And there was some, you know, beautiful women, you know, as our heroes in that story. Well, they made like Charlie's Angels with like overweight women and, you know, bisexual and unattractive. And so that franchise has also been taken into the ground. So each of these franchises that we know of, unless you can find a really good director that's not woke, that's not going to cave to these people, to these franchises are going to be ruined. we're, it's not long before we get a gay Superman or a gay Batman. And it's fine if somebody is gay, as you mentioned, but they're doing it for the wrong reasons, and they're pushing on it on the rest of us just because they want to appear they're with the times and that they're woke.
They're doing it. They're forcing it down our throats, and you can't say anything about it. If you question it, they're going to look at you and say, you're anti this and you're bad. We have got to start standing up and pushing back and saying, all due respect, I don't agree with this. And I don't want you teaching my child this. Men can't have babies. And I say this all the time. And I know people are probably saying, oh, we know that. No, we don't know it. Men can't have babies. And as you say, Andrew, period, they can't have periods either. And to tell kids this, it's so wrong, because when you're dead and gone, and if they were to dig your body up and do a forensic, they will say, this was a male. I don't care how many ways you altered your body. Look at the beauty pageants. Look at Victoria's Secrets. Look at Sports Illustrated. I don't want to see a transsexual on Sports Illustrated. It's like, come on.
Well, you have to stop buying the magazine. You have to stop seeing the movies. But it seems to be they're bankrolled by a lot more money. They don't seem to care about that. What they want to do is go to the core of humanity and break up male and female and what it is to be a male or a female. They don't want to have a viable culture anymore, because if they can atomize us, they can easily control and destroy us. And that's what it's about, dividing, controlling, and destroying.
A genderless society that we all walk around experimenting, this experimental society, utopia that they want. Meanwhile, China, the Chinese are laughing at us while they're trying to take over the world.
And the Russians too.
It's ridiculous. Where are we going with this? What is the end goal besides just saying we're all genderless? Is that the society we want? That's not America. I was looking the other day at this one woman who won at the Olympics wrestling. And she was so euphoric over her win. And she came out and she thanked God. The emotions coming from her name was Tamara Mensah-Stock. Now, do you think she's been on mainstream media? Do you think they have covered her? Do you think they've given her as much play as they've given this woman who didn't want to say a Pledge of Allegiance, the woman who wanted to turn her back, the woman who claimed that I don't even like the flag?
They're making it fashionable, though. They want to show that to say, isn't this cool? They're taking a knee. They're turning their back. You should do that, too. Renounce the republic and tear up your constitution and just cave in when the Chinese invasion comes.
Right.
Because what's the point of saving it? It's all so corrupt and degenerate. It's not worth saving. So let the Chinese come in and take over. That's the psychology behind it, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, that's what they're doing. And if you don't acquiesce, off with you. We don't want you dismissed. Whereas these radicals,
or worse, they want to put you in jail for hate speech. Look what they did to that college professor. All he said was, well, a man cannot have a baby. Oh, I apologize. A man can have a baby. I didn't mean to say that. Oh, you know, they end up becoming these groveling fools instead of standing on the side of reality and science, real science. Instead, they want to pretend. They participate in this mass psychosis, this delusion that a man could be a woman or a woman could be a man. No, they can't. A man can mutilate himself. A man could get on all kinds of drugs and steroids or whatever it is, or hormones. But a man cannot be a woman. But saying that makes me some kind of hater. I don't hate a man who wants to dress up as a woman. I don't care what they do. If they're adults, they're not hurting other people. As a libertarian, do what you want. But you know what? Don't tell me that this is the new reality, that a man could become a woman. I can just say right back to you, it is my right to say, no, that's impossible. Well, if you don't like it, if your feelings are hurt, I'm sorry. They just have to be hurt.
Yeah, well said, Ben. I think a lot of us agree with that. Speaking of drugs, moving on. The Russians have videos of me doing crazy effing sex. Hunter Biden is seen in unearthed footage telling a prostitute that Russian drug dealers stole another one of his laptops for blackmail while he was close to overdosing in a Vegas hotel room, according to the Daily Mail. This was just in 2018. And some more videos from the laptop were from 2019. So it looks like as recently as 2019, we have Hunter Biden sleeping with prostitutes, smoking crack. And once again, mainstream media will completely ignore this story and Hunter Biden will get a total pass. Sean, what are your thoughts on the newest Hunter Biden video where he's got his nice enhanced teeth smoking crack and not the old dingy teeth like the old videos?
Well, pretty much anymore, you know, you can't say the words Hunter Biden without, you know, automatically thinking of things like crack, cocaine, and prostitutes, you know, and in places like Vegas. There was a good video that was somebody made a couple weeks ago that showed a younger Joe Biden in the Senate saying that anybody that does crack cocaine needs to serve hard time in prison. While at the same time, it showed the video of Hunter smoking a crack pipe at the same time. So very well done video on whoever did that anyway. And this is to the surprise of no one. And as you'd mentioned, Andrew, that, you know, the media has said nothing about that. And can you imagine if Don Trump Jr. was caught doing something even similar? Suppose he was even caught smoking weed. That would become a front page news on every media story. One interesting thing about the Trump, going back to Donald himself, no smoking, no drinking, no drugs in his whole life. And that goes to his kids as well. And which is pretty much the opposite of what we've seen with the Bidens and the Biden family. Whatever movie you want to think about going to Vegas and doing some bad things, say leaving Las Vegas or Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, well, you could star Hunter Biden, the real life Hunter Biden, in those both times. Now, why he hasn't made some sort of prison cell or jail cell is pretty much a miracle, and a miracle on the level probably of the Clintons, if that's the case.
That's because we don't have equal punishment under the law in this country. They're above the law. They're a different caste. They're a new royalty, so to speak. And the royals don't go to prison. The peons go to prison. The lower class. Even more than that, look at what he's doing with the money laundering with this artwork, getting $500,000 per painting from an anonymous donor. Anonymous donor is most likely the Chi Coms paying off his bribes, and his pappy gets 10% of it. They tried to imagine all this stuff on Trump and they came up with nothing. But here is this copious amount of scandal and the mainstream media doesn't investigate it. The FBI won't touch it. Nobody does anything about it. Nothing. Nobody goes to jail. Unequal treatment under the law. And so we really don't have a republic anymore. We have a banana republic. They stole the election. We don't ever call Biden a president. He's an interloper. He's a fraud, a demented puppet being used to bring about their end game, which is the usual things, the Agenda 21s, the Agenda 30, the globalism. That's what he's being used for. Now, I don't know what kind of dope they got him pumped up with, but eventually that's going to give up. And boy, you're going to see a major meltdown from Biden when they take him off his dementia medication or meth or whatever the thing that they're giving him. Because you see his eyes sometimes, and his eyes are very, very strange.
Well, not only that, when he starts rattling, he gets lost, he gets confused. He doesn't know if his wife is his sister of his wife. He can't distinguish between the two. Just going back to what you were saying, Sean, on Hunter, this is happening before our very eyes. What this guy is doing and all the information that's coming out that the media said was Russia. They blame Russia disinformation, because that was a new sexy word, disinformation or misinformation. Russia. We see that it's not Russia. What the heck is John Durham doing? What the heck is the FBI doing? Well, I don't even count Christopher Wray, because he doesn't care. He's hoping that no one is paying attention. And I'm sure they've all gotten together and they've discussed this, and they've said, don't even cover it, don't say anything. I saw on the Greg Kelly show the other day, the media actually got together with the FBI and attacked them over the police officer who was killed in DC. Because, you know, they all said that they were killed because of the people attacking the White House or attacking the Hill, but that wasn't the case. So they got on a phone, not a phone call, but they sent emails to the FBI saying, hey, you got to help us out here. Google this or go to DuckDuckGo and look it up for yourself. So if this is happening, I can only imagine what's happening with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and them refusing to cover it the way they should. Everyone knows that Joe Biden, like you said, Ben, is being pumped up with something. He certainly isn't taking healthy cell, Andrew. He's not on healthy cell. I doubt that seriously, because the guy cannot make a complete sentence. And when he does, you can tell that it's rehearsed, or he has his little notes, his cue cards, but the media won't cover it. The first thing they'll see is, oh, he stutters. Give me a doggone break. That is not stuttering. That's being forgetful. That's dementia. He's not stuttering. That's an insult to people who do have speech impediment problems. But that's the first thing they'll run to. Jake Tapper. Well, you know, the president, he does stutter. These guys, they're covering for him. The other day, the governor of New York, he finally decided to step down. Now, he probably would have stayed a little while longer had he felt the media was going to give him cover. Now, if you go back a couple of months, and you would see that the media actually thought that he should be the president, or Michael Avenatti. Look at the people that they wanted to be our president. A sexual harasser, and then a guy who steals from porn stars and disabled individuals. And then you have Governor Cuomo. Oh, he did such a fine job with COVID-19. Oh, he did a fine job. 15,000 people murdered because of him. And the only charge they have is possibly sexually harassing people. Well, Joe Biden, aggravated assault. Tara Reid. And the media just looked right over it. And if you dare mention it on social media too much, they will censor you. They will kick you off. They will penalize you. They will put you in their little jail. We're going to take away your privileges for a day or two because you're grounded. And maybe you'll think about it the next time you get ready to tweet something or the next time you get ready to post something on social media. Seriously? Our senators are okay with that? Calling these guys up to the Hill to testify, knowing that they're going to lie to you, is meaningless. Oh, yeah, it looks good. It looks like you're doing your job. But they continue to do the same thing. Why is it that President Trump isn't on Twitter? It makes no sense. Facebook. Well, we're going to have a committee and they're going to decide if we should give him back his privileges to be on Facebook. Really? This is censorship. This is reminiscent of Hitler. This is reminiscent of Mao. All these radical leaders mixed up in one. Big tech rules the day. We're being governed by these large corporations. Our freedoms are being stolen. They want to replace the Constitution. We must change the 2022 election in 2024, and we don't need rhinos. We need people that are committed to the cause. All those individuals that voted for that crazy infrastructure bill, you know now that they're fake. I don't care how many times they might come out and say, oh, no, we support Donald Trump. Don't believe it, because if he decides to run again, they will be working against him in the back rooms. What do you say, Andrew?
Yeah, I completely agree. One more topic I want to discuss tonight before we have to go is that the CDC had to come out and admit once again that it did an overcount on Florida's COVID cases. Agency revised state's weekend numbers from 28,000 to 19,000, but offers no explanation after falsely claiming record infections. Now, we've been seeing this with this coronavirus since it started. False reports, a lot of false positives with these tests. It's hard to really know what is going on with what the media reports, because they are so eager to say that a state like Florida is having record infections. But then we're seeing cities like New York, which is now mandating people get the vaccine and able to go out to eat, to go to an entertainment event, or if you want to work for the city, you better be vaccinated. Ben, what are your thoughts on this push for mandatory vaccination that we've seen and the media's dishonesty with this coronavirus since the beginning?
Last half hour, I said how everything got politicized. Well, guess what? Science got politicized too. Science has been, it's been taken over. It's a wholly owned subsidiary of the globalists now. So Bill Gates owns scientists, and if scientists step out of line, they're fired or they're harassed or arrested. So they tend to toe the line and they cherry pick data to produce results desired by said globalists. And that's what's happening now. You can't trust the CDC. It's not a government agency for one thing, but it's also it's a revolving door for people coming in and out of big pharma. And it's the same with the NIH, the same with the all those institutions are all in bed with each other, and it's full of nepotism and big money reinforcing big money. So you're not going to get a coherent statement from somebody such as Fauci, who flip-flops daily and is a colossal liar. And talk about somebody who needs to go to jail, it's Fauci. You know, that guy is a mass murderer, as is Gates, as is Big Pharma, who are unaccountable and irresponsible because you cannot sue them. You have to go through a vaccine court. You can't sue them. They passed this law under Reagan's administration, of all people, to protect the vaccine industry, which was failing at the time because they were getting sued to death. So, okay, well, you can't sue them anymore. So now they get to rake in the dough and they spend billions on advertising and lobbyists. And this is the end result. It's not science anymore. It's, as I like to call it, it's a manufactured psychosis. It's totalitarianism, really. That's where we're going. That's the end game.
Yeah, well said. And Sean, what are your thoughts on what we are seeing with the CDC once again busted lying on the numbers and then the mandatory vaccination?
Yeah, well, first of all, you mentioned Florida and Ron DeSantis, who by all accounts is the best, if not close to it, the best governor in our country right now. And they have targeted him because he has been one of the few governors that has stood up against these crazy mandates of mass and vaccination. So they're going to do everything in their power to doctor these numbers and make it look like that Florida is a COVID graveyard right now. That's what they want it to look like. And that Ron DeSantis is the one responsible for it, right? That's going to be the target. And to his credit, he is standing up for everything, making sure that, like, you don't have to require someone to have a vaccine or a mask. And he is standing strong to those policies. Right now, I would like to live in Florida because of Ron DeSantis. Someday, I think we could call him President DeSantis. I think that would be really, that would be a really nice idea, right? We'll save that for the future. Once we can get our guy, Trump, back in first, and then maybe let's say Vice President DeSantis, and then so on and so on. And regarding what you'd said, you know, for required vaccinations, something new that I've come across is, you know, I go to a lot of concerts. I love live music. Luckily, the good news is that we are getting concerts back. The bad news is that I'm seeing a lot of these concerts, and it's like, oh, you can come to the concert, but you better show your vaccination card or you show a negative COVID test within 48 hours. So some major bands that are touring now, you know, they're happy to tour, but they're requiring that. And it's not going to be long before you see your, probably your pro sports teams requiring something similar or major college sports. So that's one way that they're there to hook you. Knowing me, I love live music. I love live sports. So that's something that, you know, it comes at me and others because, you know, you are dangling away things that people love to do. We said, oh, just go get the vaccine or just take that COVID test or it's okay. It's just a mask. And this is the way that they're baiting people into getting that vaccine or whatever other mandate they're trying to do.
Well, it all ties into the social credit system. And if you don't get your vaccine, you're going to have a low score. And if you have a low score, it means you're not going to get that loan. You're not going to get that job. You're going to be homeless and out on the streets. And that's where they want you unless you quiesce or unless you not quiesce, but go along with their mandates and what they want for you.
Yeah, that's definitely.
They want you to be quiescent. They want you to shut up and do as you're told.
Yeah, that's definitely what we're seeing. We're coming up on the bottom of the hour. Thank you so much to our guest, Sean G, for coming on, and Ben Garrison. Ben, if people would like to buy your artwork or maybe donate to you or see more of your artwork, where's the best spot they could do so?
Our website is grrrgraphics.com. That's grrrgraphics.com. And there's a store there if anybody wants to buy a print or something or a book. My latest book is Make America Well Again. And the cover is a little deceptive. I had to do that to get it past the Amazon censors, but insides are all anti-vaccination material and anti-mass.
Well, thank you guys for coming on. We had a great time tonight. Thank you all for joining us on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutLoud.com. We will see you guys next time. Remember to stand for something or you will fall for nothing.